SF Signal, Episode 53, panel discussion of the 2011 Hugo finalists for Best Novel. This is the SF Signal Podcast, as powered by the Functional Nerds. My name's Patrick Hester. I'm an author, a blogger, and an all-around functional nerd. And I've got some folks with me here tonight who help bring us SF Signal each and every week. Going down the list here, I want to say hello to John Ginsberg Stevens.
Hello. I am a writer and a blogger and I write a weekly column for SF Signal, a monthly column for Apex Book Company, and reviews for Functional Nerds. And reviews for lots of other places.
Very cool.
And in my spare time, I write fiction and blog and tweet about my daughter a lot.
Very cool. Hi, Karen.
Hi. So my name is Karen Burnham. My official blog is spiralgalaxyreviews.com, but these days I'm more often found editing the Locus Magazine blog, locusmag.com, and also reviewing for SF Signal and Strange Horizons.
And you have the podcast over there at Locus.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing a Locus Roundtable podcast that seems to be going very well.
Yeah, it's very popular. And last but certainly not least, on his first foray into the live version of the podcast, Jamie Todd Rubin.
Hi, I'm Jamie Todd Rubin. I am a science fiction writer and blogger, and my website is jamietoddrubin.com, and my latest story was in the June analog, and I do a bi-weekly column, The Wayward Time Traveler, for SF Signal, and I do a piece on my own website about vacationing in the golden age of science fiction. It's good to be here.
Very cool. We're glad to have you here. This week's topic and question is about the 2011 Hugo finalists for Best Novel. And there are 5 finalists. So Blackout, All Clear by Connie Willis. I should have had Karen read these, and then I wouldn't have to pronounce any of the names. Cryo Burn by Lois McMaster Bujold. I said that with a question mark at the end. I was hoping Karen would say yes or no.
Actually, I hear Jonathan say Bujold.
Bujold, okay. The Dervish House by Ian McDonald. Feed by Mira Grant. And The 100,000 Kingdoms by N.K. Jemison?
Jemison.
So those are the finalists. So my questions are, what on the list have you read? What haven't you read? What on the list surprised you? And was there anything that you thought you really thought should have made the final cut? Let's start with Jamie, since it's your first show.
Oh, goody. One of the reasons I wanted to do this one is because I've actually, on this list, when I first saw it, I think it was slightly different, but on this list, I've read Blackout and All Clear by Connie Willis, and I haven't read the other ones, but I absolutely loved Blackout and All Clear, and I was so glad to see it on the list. And in fact, I was at Capclave in 2010 in October, and Connie Willis was the guest of honor, and I got to meet her for the first time, and I said to her that Blackout and All Clear, I loved it, and that it was the first time I could ever vote for the Nebulas, and that was the book that I was voting for Best Novel. So it was kind of cool to be able to tell her that. But that, for me, I was just so glad to see it on the Hugo ballot, and it's just an outstanding – I mean – I thought Doomsday Book was good, but this takes it up a notch. I just loved it.
Nice. Was there anything that you thought should have been on the list, but you were kind of bummed it didn't make it?
You know, I was surprised looking at the – I know that there's different audiences for the Nebulas and the Hugos, but I was sort of surprised that Jack McDivitt's Echo didn't make it, only because it's just such a fun – it's traditional fun science fiction and he goes a little bit more into the characters in that one, and so I was a little bit surprised there. And I was also surprised that Mary Robinette Kowal's Shades of Milk and Honey didn't make the final list there. But other than that, you know, I think it looks like a really good list.
Karen, didn't you read Shades of Milk and Honey?
No, I'm afraid I haven't. I read Stina Lake's Of Blood and Honey.
That's right. I knew there was a honey thing in there.
And I'll be very likely nominating that for the Hugos next year.
So what do you think about this list?
I was pretty happy with it. I think the thing I'm, let's see, the only one I had read going in was 100,000 Kingdoms by Nora Jemisin, which I enjoyed immensely. I thought it, I had some issues with the ending, but other than that, the setting and the plot and the main heroine really, really captured me. So I was happy to see that on. Dervish House, I love just about everything Ian McDonald ever does. And I'm in the middle of reading that right now, so I'm especially happy that having it on the Hugo ballot bumped it up my to-read priority list.
Do you find that happens a lot when you see something on the award list? You go, ooh.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, and I try and keep up with the Hugo reading so that when I vote, I can, you know, feel like I'm have given everything it's due. Although the only thing I'm a little sad about is just that Blackout and All Queer put together is so long.
It is massive, yeah.
I mean, I love Connie Willis. I also just, Doomsday Book is my favorite of hers. But as a reviewer, you know, with deadlines and other projects and things, I'm like, I don't know when I'm going to have time to read 800 pages.
Who does?
I really hope to get to it.
Wow.
The only thing, let's see, the things that I actually had when I nominated myself for the Hugos back in February, the ones that I had put on that didn't make the list were Who Fears Death by Nnedi Okorafor.
Karen, you know, it sounded like you just said, when I nominated myself for a Hugo.
Oh, when I was
I was trying to get that Hugo. I nominated myself.
No, which is fine, because I really, really, really don't do that ever. It's very gauche.
I'm
no,
sorry.
But when I filled out my Hugo nominating ballot.
There you go.
There we go. The ones I put on that didn't make it on were Who Fears Death by Nnedi Okorafor, The Quantum Thief by Hanu Ryan-Yemi, Under Heaven by Guy Gabriel Kay, and How to Live Safely in a Science Fictional Universe by Charles Yu. And I think the one I'm most surprised didn't make it on is How to Live Safely. It had gotten a lot of buzz, and it looks like a really interesting premise. It seems to be selling well, and I feel like it could have filled the same niche that Michael Chabon's Yiddish Policeman's Union did the year that it was nominated.
Okay. John?
Yo!
What are your thoughts?
Is it my turn? Yeah.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Yay! All right.
Okay, that's it. So let's go back to Jamie. go ahead, John.
Okay, I'm going. Here I go. So the two that I have actually on the list are N.K. Jemisin's 100,000 Kingdoms, and I just lost my list. Hold on. And that other book, Amir Grant's Feet, are the two that I've actually read.
Both by Orbit.
That is true. I hadn't thought of that. Fascinating. So those are the two that I've read. As far as, who I favor?
Well, no, just what did you think about the list? What did you think about the list?
Well,
what surprised you?
As far as the list goes, like, Ian McDonald's Dervish House is in my humongous to-be-read pile. And I'm really looking forward to it because I've heard great things about it, both in terms of the story itself and in terms of the way that he tells it and sort of the innovation that he brings to the subject. Like, every people say sort of, sort of breathing fresh life into sort of the sort of urban science fiction novel, things like that. All of those things make me really want to read it. And I wasn't surprised to see Bourgeot or Willis on the list because they're, I again didn't read them, but I've heard that they wrote good novels, and it's not too surprising to see them show up because they're fairly consistent. So as far as what didn't make it, I agree with Karen that I thought Nnedi Okorafor's book would actually make it because it's so innovative, and in some ways it's a really hard book to read, but it's also a very rewarding book to read. And I was really kind of surprised that didn't show up. And actually, I agree with her also that Charles Yu's book, How to Live Safely in the Science Fictional Universe, didn't show up, although I didn't personally like it. It's gotten so much positive press and so much positive reaction from people. And then one more would be actually Karen Lord's Redemption Indigo, which actually did get nominated for the Wake Award. So she was actually getting a lot of good attention for it. And it's another one that I feel is sort of important, partly because it's such a good novel, but also because it's actually bringing something new into the sort of literary conversation. So those are the ones that I was kind of surprised didn't actually get in there. But I was actually really pleased that there was a pretty nice diversity of authors there, and that it seemed like sort of newer authors and older authors both got pretty much equal representation. So it was nice to see that sort of balance there, too. Well, also between science fiction and fantasy, essentially, as well.
Well, and when you talk about balance and diversity, I was noticing that there are several female authors on this list.
Yeah.
That's huge. That's awesome.
Yeah, 4-1, which is
I noticed the same thing, and after what 2008 and 2009, when it was all male writers, the finalists those years, so it's nice to see that has sort of flipped.
Yeah, I thought so. So, Karen, I'm completely lost for a good question at this point. you guys got me thinking about so many different things right at this point, so my brain is kind of all over the place.
Well, one thing I will say about Redemption and Indigo, I think one of the reasons probably a lot of people hadn't heard about it before the nomination ballots were due in March, because it only won the Crawford Award in mid to late February, so it probably didn't have a lot of time. It also came out from a small press, but you know what I'm really hoping is that it makes the World Fantasy ballot, which will be announced in June. And that should help bump his profile even more.
Yeah.
Well, and she did get the Myth of the Week nomination, too, so that's a nice recognition, too.
Absolutely. But yeah. And hopefully people listening to this podcast will go and run and buy Redemption and Indigo by Karen Lord right now.
So that's interesting. What do you think as far as the... What do you think is going to end up on the World Fantasy Ballot, Karen?
Oh, Fantasy Ballot? Let's see. I wonder if Who Fears Death is going to make it, just because you could say, oh, well, but it's actually kind of science fiction. And I wonder, I know it, for the Locust list, it was nominated as fantasy. And I wonder if it's if it's fantastic enough for the World Fantasy Award, which will be an interesting thing. Under Heaven by Guy Gabriel Kay. I can't imagine that won't be on the ballot.
Now, one thing I was just thinking about as well, our listeners might be wondering how the whole Hugo process goes. And, you know, if you're like me and someone says Hugo and you think, my gosh, that's got to be like a 300-pound, you know, no-neck guy that's going to break my legs because I didn't pay my bills. that's not true. Now, if only there was a post on, like, SF Signal somewhere that told people about how these awards happen,
or even a podcast that
or even a podcast
frequently asked questions about it.
Yeah, wouldn't that be just amazing? I'm hinting at the fact that there is such a thing, so go to SF Signal and look that stuff up. Final thoughts. Let's start wrapping this up. Final thoughts. Jamie Todd Rubin, final thoughts on the finalist for best novel.
Well, I mean, I've read Blackout and All Clear, and I'm hoping to read a couple more, especially now that some of them have been mentioned more frequently than some of the others, and so that sort of helps add to my list. But I think I am completely and totally biased at this point. I mean, I loved Blackout and All Clear. It was everything that I enjoy reading. It was historical fiction. It was World War II, and it was time travel, and that combination for me and this kind of stuff I like to read, I think is hard to beat.
So, but, so feet to the fire right now. Do you think that Connie Willis is going to win? What's your prediction? Come on now.
I predict she's going to win. Yes.
Okay. Karen.
Oh, feet to the fire. Dervish House. I think it's Ian McDonald's year. I really do. He keeps getting nominated, not winning, and Dervish House should really knock people's socks off.
Are you saying he's the Susan Lucci of the world, of the publishing world?
That's possible if I understood that reference.
I'm sad to say I do understand that reference.
And apparently so did John.
I do as well.
Susan Lucci was a soap opera star who was constantly nominated for Emmys and never actually won one.
Ah, gotcha.
Every year, same. I mean, it was, and I want to say, you know, she was, I think she was like a 90-year-old playing a 40-year-old or something at one point. So she'd been doing this for a really long time and, you know, had never won anything. Anyway, John Ginsmer Stevens, same question to you, feet to the fire.
Same question to me. Who do I think is going to win? I think actually Connie Willis is going to win, but who do I want to win? I'd like to see N.K. Jemisin get it.
Okay.
Because she just wrote such an outstanding first novel. And, you know, and again, this is sort of my thing. I like these novels that really try to do something fresh and bring a new conversation to the table. And I thought that with a few minor flaws, 100,000 Kingdoms really delivered that.
See, I think...
That's what I would like. That's what I'd like to see win. But I have a feeling that it's going to be Connie Willis's year.
I think it's going to be a complete and total upset. I think there's going to be a write-in ballot for Superman, Batman, Supergirl by Jeff Loeb, Michael Turner, and Peter Steigerwald.
There's a different category for that.
Oh. Okay. Dang. I always get these things wrong. Well, it'll probably be that Eureka tie-in book that I got from somebody. Some publisher did it. So,
and if any of those things happen, panel, we'll ask you about next week on SF Signal Podcast.
All right, I think that's it for us. Thanks everybody for coming on. I've made enough really bad jokes for one night.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, Patrick.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Patrick.
And there's a podcast for you. Come back on Thursday for our interview with author Peter Aurelian, who has a new book out called The Unremembered. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to leave us a voicemail on our voicemail line telling us what you think, 720-277-9082. You can tell us about this topic or any other topic, or you know, leave us any comments about any interviews that we've done. You can even suggest topics for the future. So again, 720-277-9082. And if you don't want to make that call, if you prefer that Google call you, just go to one of the posts on sfsignal.com and fill out the little flash widget, and Google will call you and maybe save you a dime. Please visit sfsignal.com often throughout the week. There's tons and tons and tons of content there. There's weekly posts from our contributors like Jamie Todd Rubin and Karen Burnham and John Ginsberg Stevens and all the other ones. There's Mind Melds, SF Tidbits from Charles A. Tan. There's just tons of stuff over there. Also, feel free to follow John D. on the main SF Signal Twitter feed. That's twitter.com/SF Signal. If you really enjoy our podcast, there's a couple things you can do to help us out. Number one, you can go to iTunes and give us a couple of stars, write us a review. Also, if you subscribe via iTunes, that helps just kind of boost our signal there and might help get us, you know, a little bit on the featured page. You can also tell a couple of friends. That's always cool. Just tell them, hey, there's a really neat podcast that we're listening to. It's kind of fun. It's called SF Signal, sfsignal.com. that helps us as well. If you're looking for me online, that's pretty simple. Twitter.com/ATFMB. That's all things from my brain, which is also my blog, www.atfmb.com. And I occasionally contribute to SF Signal as well. TV genre, Smackdowns, that kind of stuff. I want to thank you guys for listening. We will be back on Thursday with our interview with Peter Aurelian, author of The Unremembered. See you then. Bye.